The themes and the content discussed in this program may be of an adult nature. It is not suitable for younger ears.
Live and local.
After the Watershed with Alison Ferns and BB Lynch.
Good evening.
Hello, Alison.
Tonight, we're talking about good old sex.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, quite literally, we're talking about sex when you are slightly older. I suppose the question we're asking is, are you ever too old to want to get it on?
Is this show dedicated to me in any way?
Don't be so touchy.
But what were you saying earlier? So what's defined as older?
Well, this is the thing. Turns out if you Google older sex, some sites refer to women over the age of 45. I was horrified and outraged. Well, I think the thing is, when you think of pensioners, retirees, there is this stereotype that you stop wanting to have sex. So I guess at the age 60 plus, 70, 80. However, I think tonight we will prove that that is not necessarily
the
case.
Breaking that little taboo. Not even a taboo. It is a taboo. It shouldn't be a taboo.
It is.
So we were talking about the film. What was the film called? Because even though we remembered about a minute ago.
45 years. I haven't seen it, but it was a film that at the time caused quite a stir because it has a sex scene involving a couple. I think she's in her 60s, he's in her 70s. And the scene is they kind of go into this bedroom, the door shuts, and audiences kind of expect that to be it. But no, the film stays with them and you get to see them get it on just like you would if it were younger actors.
And all the press was around that.
Because I think it is a bit of a taboo.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's wrong that it's a taboo, but if I'm really honest...
Yeah, you don't want to see it.
Thought of... Well, I think we're all... The thought of our parents having
My parents didn't have sex. They promised me. When baby number 7 arrived, they promised me.
I think that's the issue. I think that's why we get a little bit ooh about it. Because it's the thought of our mum and dad.
Did you ever hear your parents doing it?
No. Oh my God, did you?
Hear your parents doing it.
That would be weird. It's quite funny though. I was at a family gathering earlier and my sister tried to stitch me up and in front of my parents said, what are you talking about tonight? And of course I said, I tell you what, if it comes up on that screen, Eddie Ferns is on the line.
Eddie Ferns!
I'm going home.
Live and local, after the Watershed on BBC Sussex.
Can you imagine Eddie from Telscombe Cliffs is on line one?
It's such a great name.
6 minutes past nine, you're listening to After the Watershed. Obviously, me and BB can bang on for,
rephrase that.
You're right. We can talk a lot, but we'd like to hear from you as well. So do please get in touch. Join in the conversation this evening. Do you feel as though there is a taboo? Do you feel as though people assume you get to a certain age and that your libido just dies, that you no longer want it?
Or are you over a certain age and you're having more and more sex? So can I give you some stats, Alison?
Please do.
You love a stat, don't you? You're all about that. So there was a survey that that said Randy, the word Randy. Do you remember Randy last week?
Oh,
I hope Randy's listening. I loved him. Randy Brits are still having sex several times a month, well into retirement, the study found. And a fifth of pensioners get frisky. I think this might have been in a tabloid, on a regular basis. And what they're saying is longer lifespan, better health mean people now are now able to have sex at an older age. And Corinne Sweet, who's a sex therapist, quotes in this piece that we're all living longer and our expectations of older life have changed completely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when she's saying when she was born, people died when they were 60, whereas now people are thinking of 60 plus or retirement plus as a whole new life. And they want to do everything, not just gardening, the bowling, the allotment. They want a completely rounded life. And
how often did you say they're doing it? I'm feeling a little
I'm a little bit. So listen to this. One in five of those aged over 60 and one in six over 70 have sex at least several times a month.
Do you know what I do think it comes down to, though? Time. It kind of makes sense because when you're working, you know, it is difficult to fit it in, so to speak.
Go on.
Whereas... I suppose once you are retired, you have got a bit more spare time with which to indulge.
But that could be spare time you're winding each other up.
Well, I suppose.
You know, maybe people have sex in relationships and they both work because they're only seeing each other 1 hour a week.
I'm hoping that we can talk at some point this evening to Grandma Williams. Oh. Now, you're going to love Grandma Williams. Yeah. She featured in some of the tabloid press a couple of months ago. And it was a bit unfair, actually, because they kind of gave her this title of sex blogger, you know, woman in her 80s. Well, actually, I spoke to Grandma Williams. She said, look, I have a blog in which I write about what it's like to have an active sexual relationship when you're older. Mm. But I also write about lots of other things. I just write about what it's like to be older in general. Yeah. But of course, journalists being journalists, dirty scum.
Thank you.
They obviously just picked up on the sex bit and went for it. But I did have a look at her blogs and it is really interesting. What she says. So basically, got another stat. She says 30% of 80-year-old women still have good sex. And then I love this. It'd be more if we weren't short of men in our age group. she also makes the point that good sex isn't just about orgasms. She says, I think most of us would say you might as well masturbate if that's all you want, or get a good vibrator. Good quality sex, she writes, is much more than that. It's about two of you cherishing and caring on a mutual pleasure journey. It is sensuality, the stroking, the soft soothing, the sensitive touching, even scratching.
What? No, that's too.
All much better done by someone else. And she has this hypothesis, which I'd never thought about. So she says that as you get older, one of the things that people don't talk about is that you don't get the chance to be touched as much.
Aww.
I know. Obviously, loneliness is part of that, you know, but if you are living on your own, you know, that is going to be something you miss. And she has this hypothesis, this theory, if you like, that that's why you see so many older women at the hairdressers. Because, bear with me.
No, I'm with you. I'm never leaving you.
Her point is that a lot of those women, this is what she thinks, don't shout at me, she thinks a lot of those women could easily do their hair at home. They could do their own blow dry, but actually they go to the hairdressers because they just want that human touch. I'd never really thought about that before. And that's nothing to do with sex, obviously, but it's just to do with intimacy.
I'm totally going to hire myself out.
What, to go around and touch people?
Yes, Alison.
I'm not sure the world's ready for that.
Live and local, after the Watershed on BBC Sussex.
I have had this email from Jill. Mm. She says, sex is not age-related. You can have an active sex life at any age, health permitting. And the older you are, the more experienced you are.
Yep.
And have no inhibitions, as you may have had when you're younger. I'm 65, going on 35. My partner, who is 64, and I enjoy a very active sex life. We're both healthy and don't think of ourselves as old. After all, it is just a number. I watch my weight. I'm size 10. I eat healthily. I dress young. I wear makeup and I colour my hair. I keep active with lots of sports and hobbies. I work full time and enjoy being in the company of people half my age. Most of my friends are my daughter's age. I regularly shop in Ann Summers and we both love trying different things to make our sex lives even more exciting than what it is already. Basically, says Jill, it's even more important to enjoy each other when you are older, as you never know when the time will come when the mind is willing, but the body is not.
See, I was so into that. Mm. And I was getting, not aroused, but very into it and very excited and quite perky about the whole premise, you know, that, you know, yeah, this goes on and on and on. And then it just went a little bit dark, didn't it? But the health is the issue, isn't it? My back, you know my back.
Well, yeah, your back is a bit of an issue. Of course, the other thing that always springs to my mind whenever I hear talk of older sex, and I don't know why, but all I see in my mind's eye is Jenny Eclair.
Vaginal dryness.
I mean, I don't know how much money they paid her to do that advert.
No, no.
But whenever I think about older sex, this is what I think of. Go on, Jenny.
Jenny's gone shy suddenly.
Jenny, where have you gone?
Jenny's
vaginal dryness.
There she is. She's back. She's back. I guess, yeah, there are practical
yams.
Constraints.
Yams.
Pardon?
Yams.
Yams.
You ever tasted yam?
No, and I've got a feeling I don't want to.
You ever tasted my special yam?
What? You put the yam down there? No.
What do you mean, Lewis? What do you mean down there?
It's what?
So all I'm saying is... Sex and the City 2, the movie. Samantha was raving about yams, the natural...
Really?
Yes.
I wonder what Grandma Williams has to say. She is the 83 blogger I was talking about earlier, who blogs about the positivity of ageing. Grandma Williams, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's so lovely to speak to you. Have you ever heard this about yams? Or is that
no,
a new one?
No.
Google it, ladies. Google it.
I was explaining to Bibi earlier that you were kind of all over the press, weren't you, a few weeks ago now, because those naughty journalists kind of just jumped on the fact that you've written lots of things about ageing and the positive side of it, but they really honed in on the two or three articles you'd done about sex.
Of course they did. That's what they like, don't they? The
absolutely.
Headline.
I know.
They called it, yes.
But also, do you not think that that is kind of, in a way, what we're talking about? That was the story. It was like, shock, horror. She's 83 years old. She's having sex.
That's right. And I think that's why I had written the original blogs I wrote. I was originally writing about just the positive side of old age, about ageism. And then at the blogging class I was at, there were some quite young people. They were mostly under 30. There was I 80, and they were all under 30. And they were writing blogs about dating and different things to do with sex. And every time they were doing it, they were looking at me a little bit coyly, as if it was it okay, you know, to talk about things like that in front of me, to the point where I got to say, hang on a minute, I've had 60 years more experience than you. What are we talking about? You know? And they said, well, why don't you write about it then? So I thought, well, I will. So that's how I started. So as part of, you know, the positives of being old age, I wrote a blog about the pleasures of sex in old age.
So what are they then?
It's better.
In what way?
Oh, you don't care anymore. You know what you like, you know what you don't like, you're not worried about what you look like. If you love somebody, you just care about cherishing them and them cherishing you. You're not in any competitive, not just on bedpost situations. You just enjoy yourselves.
It actually sounds
and
ideal.
You've got the time when you're retired too, you know.
I know, you've sold it to me.
Yeah,
I'm in.
We're in.
I'm in. I love the way you write. I love this bit on one of your blogs. It says, but how can it be possible for the wrinklies? Do they turn the lights off or what? Of course we don't, says Grandma Williams. Dark is dodgy at 80 plus. We'd probably fall over climbing into bed.
Oh, yes. I always advise older people to have a lamp somewhere.
on the
background is a physiotherapist, so I know about four.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Oh, I might come to you, Grandma Williams, about my back. On the blog, on your page, you say that the standard stereotype of old age doesn't include sex. Why do you think that is? Or why do you think that still is? You'd imagine we've kind of moved on.
It's the standard stereotype of almost any age. It gets sort of fixed by taboos of the era, doesn't it? My era grew up with taboos about sex. You know, it wasn't talked about anyway. So whether that's part of it or not, or whether it's just this picture that all people, I think, at younger ages go through, they can't imagine their parents ever having sex. They don't actually know how they came into the world. You know?
Did you ever hear Alison's parents have sex?
No.
Stop it.
It's not part of your image of your parents, and I just think you then extrapolate that to all other older people.
I think you're right. In fact, I now can't get it out of my head, but thank you, Bibi. I was sharing with Bibi earlier this theory you have, this hypothesis about how, for some older people, one of the downsides, I suppose, of perhaps living on your own is that you lose out on human touch. And you talk on one of your blogs about one of the reasons it might be that you see so many older women in particular going for their weekly blow dry at the local hairdressers.
Now, that's my theory. I'm quite sure they would all totally deny that. They'd all say it's because they like to keep their appearances up. But my personal theory is that when you're old, you do need to be stroked, you do need to be touched. And one of the very nice ways of doing that is just paying someone to wash your hair and massage your scalp and brush it and comb it for you. And, you know, people will just pay for it anyway, because it's a very pleasant thing to do. And other than that, when do you legitimately get touched if you're on your own?
Yeah, it's true. And yet in other cultures, massage is kind of accepted, isn't it, as a much more normal human need.
What a daughter-in-law is supposed to do for her mother-in-law, you know?
Ooh, oh, man, that could get messy.
I had a bad image in my head before. You've blown my mind.
Grandma Williams.
In a very hugging family, then, of course, you will get touched. And if you've got grandchildren around, you'll get touched. But if you're on your own,
yeah,
very limited number of times, another human will touch you.
Grandma Williams, so we were talking earlier about there's been a report over here that a fifth of pensioners are having sex on a regular basis, and you know, more older people are having sex, more sex than we thought they would have.
Absolutely.
And
listen to that, giggle.
Yeah, listen to that.
All right, Grandma.
All right,
Williams.
Grandma. We know how you do it. So there's a woman called Samantha Evans, Grandma Williams, who runs a sex toy company, and she said a lot of her clients are elderly or in residential homes, and they're actually recommended her products by the NHS, which is extraordinary, isn't it? But it's kind of the point you're saying, they're lonely.
I find it so. No, you know, I've been in contact with occupational therapists who see it as part of daily living activities. And if you provide somebody with a walking stick, you provide them with what they're offering. You know, it's part of life.
So why have we got such an issue? I know you said like every generation has a taboo, but we're supposed to be this forward thinking. Everything's gender fluid, so we accept, you know, do you know what I mean? We don't question anything, we accept everything, and yet this.
Oh, because we've sort of connected, haven't we, sex with beauty and six packs and youth. It's sort of linked very socially and fashionably with youth. There's no social fashionable linking at the moment, there should be, with old age. Maybe there will be.
We're going to change
there
this.
There hasn't been.
Yeah, and maybe it is because, obviously, not you, Grandma Williams, but other older people don't talk about it. And maybe that will evolve, you know, and when you're, you know, 70,
it doesn't matter whether
few years from now,
BB, really. I don't care whether they do, it's accepted, that's all. What I would like people to do is actually look around and see what they're seeing. If you walk down any place where there's lots of old people, you know, seaside town, Esplanade in the summer, or wherever there's lots of old people, the couples you see holding hands will be old, and they're not propping each other up. Then very often his arm will be around her, or he'll be stroking her neck. You see far more older couples. I did it once in Bridlington, of all places, and the percentage of people holding hands or touching each other was significantly higher in the older age group than in the lower age group.
This is lovely.
I'm never going to sit on a bus and have quite the same experience ever again. I'm just going to be eyes peeled watching what's really going on with the pensioners.
But you don't see it because you don't expect to see it.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lovely blog of yours when you talk about a little bit of a dirty weekend that you and your other half went on, Grandma Williams. And it sounds like you went to stay in a beautiful hotel as a wedding anniversary treat. And it really made me laugh the way you talk about it, because they showed, didn't they, up to kind of their deluxe suite.
Oh, yes, they showed us this luxurious bedroom with this standalone bath on its little feet and things, with a Greek statue by it and hidden lighting every place and things. And of course, you couldn't climb into it at all at my age, could you?
Did you tell them? That's just so funny. Yeah. I like the bit when you write naked on hands and knees, crawling under a bath at 80 plus. Yeah. Couldn't move it.
The stock, I don't know, the water thing, I think, was somewhere.
Was that you trying to find the bath plug? Yeah, yeah, they hadn't thought that through. But no, that's interesting as well, though, isn't it?
It wasn't in their scenario, was it?
Well, no, of course. A lot of hotels kind of aiming for that kind of market, the romantic couples, won't be thinking about making a bath that's accessible.
Yeah.
Maybe they should be.
They don't. And once or twice, I've really got to the point, which is completely separate, saying, look, I'm not paying for this hotel room. I can't climb into that bath. It's not age-friendly.
Yeah.
You're telling me a bath I can't get into.
But you can't really bondage up a Stena stairlift, really, can you?
No.
Anyway, that would look all right. So if there are people that are reading your blog who are older and they're for whatever reasons not enjoying sex or not having sex.
I have not, apart from they haven't got a partner, I think a chance to be a prime thing for a lot of them. But no, it's the opposite. Oh, so many of my friends are you know, shacked up again now or got remarried or, you know, so many people at 80 are sort of finding a new relationship, getting married again. It's just amazing.
So there's nothing to dread?
Nothing.
There's nothing to dread, Alison. Write it down. Nothing to dread.
The only thing to dread is you lose your widow's pension.
We were talking earlier about how older sex isn't really portrayed in the media. I mean, we mentioned this one film where there was this big hoo-ha. It was called 45 Years, and it featured two older people, shock horror, having sex on screen. But I tried to find other examples earlier, and I can tell you, Grandma Williams, they are few and far between.
Yes, I think one or two fairly obvious things in The Wife, weren't there?
The Wife, yeah. But then again, that's where she's having sex with a much younger man, right. Isn't it?
No. She and her husband having a good cuddle on the bed at one point in time.
She's having all the sex.
I'll have a look.
And it was very clear that they were enjoying themselves. Yeah, so it wasn't explicit. It was obviously part of their happy life, yeah.
Oh, well, listen, it's been lovely chatting
to
you.
So brilliant.
You've given both of us a lot of hope.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you'll have given a lot of hope to people listening. If people want to read more of your blogs... Yes.
Yeah. I just want to say that it's just, if you enjoyed life earlier, sexual life, and enjoyed, why would you be any different when you're 83? In what way would you be any different except your skin's gone wrinkly and who cares?
Oh, I love you.
I really love her more.
Yeah. What do your friends and family think about you talking so openly about your sex life?
Oh, they've got used to it.
They're like, oh, she's at it again. Oh, she don't stop chatting about it, does she? Brilliant. Well, listen, I think you're a tonic. Thank you for joining
us.
Thank
you.
I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for having me. I enjoyed that. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
She's brilliant, amazing. Isn't she? Grandma Williams, go and check out her blog. It's very funny. And she doesn't just write about sex. She writes about lots of different things. I tell you, that doesn't make you laugh. So when I was trying to find some clips earlier of movies that feature older people having sex, be really careful what you put into a search engine. Yeah. As soon as you put that in, you just get all these like granny porn sites.
I was gonna say, is that a thing?
Well, I think it is a thing. If my internet search is anything to go by, I would say it's very much a thing.
And within that, is it two people the same age?
You name
you
it.
You could there's have
all,
it. Okay.
Yeah, there was all sorts of varieties.
See, what I like is I just like the idea that there's always career options.
Jill's got back in touch about older sex, saying that us oldies just need to have sexy underwear and plentiful supplies of KY jelly. Oh, look, we're back.
Yams.
We're back to old Jenny Eclair again. KY jelly.
Vaginal dryness.
Thank you. it's because estrogen levels are pretty well non-existent after menopause. Jill says there's plenty of nice creams and sex toys for both females and males at Ann Summers, so no excuses. Do you think Jill works for Ann Summers?
Her middle name is Ann Summers. Maybe she's got a cousin called Ann Summers who's just got a little boutique.
Is she on commission or what?
But that's a good idea, actually, isn't it? Incorporate it into your sex play and therefore... Because I guess it hurts without...
I suppose so. And it's preferential to a yam, I would have thought.
Live and local, after the Watershed on BBC Sussex.
Personal question time.
Oh, here we go. Let me just have go on.
Would there be, for you personally, a cut-off age? Like, how old would you go? You know, like, for example, when you're...
In terms of a partner or how old I would be when I don't want sex?
Oh, no, in terms of a partner.
Well, I guess it depends how old I am when I'm with them.
Now? How old would you go?
Do you know what? I sat next to a very handsome man the other day.
Oh, yeah, go on.
We were both having blood tests. Another story. Oh, another story.
It's a very good place to meet someone, I'm sure. Hospital waiting room. Brilliant. Okay. Who needs Tinder?
There you go. And he was so good looking. And I was thinking, I bet he's in his 70s. But he was beautiful.
And see, that is the thing. And I know it's a cliche, but age is just a number. It's hard, isn't it, to say what age? Because it's, you know, it depends on the individual concerned. When you're on an online dating site, though, you must have to kind of give an age range, no?
Yeah, I do.
Or do you just go, any
pulse? Pulse.
40 plus.
Yeah. A yam salesman.
My age range is, I say, 35 to 55.
Okay.
That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, but then, you know, what if you could be missing out on a really hot 60-year-old?
No, I know, and I know.
I would broaden the
range.
No,
I'm going to broaden it, because who turned 60 the other day who's gorgeous? See, this is where my age is. I can't remember names now, but he's a singer. Oh, anyway, I'll remember then. Was it Terry Hall? Yeah, Terry Hall.
Okay.
Looking good. The sex thing, I was going to say something about the sex. Oh, so do you remember Sex and the City again, when Samantha had sex with quite, oh, this is such a mean thing to say, but women are always kind of judged by how they look, with an older man, and it was all kind of like lovely in bed and everything, and then in the morning they got up and he kind of waddled off to the bathroom and she saw his little bottom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his dentures were on the bedside table.
Were stuck on her neck.
Oh, don't.
No, and she just saw like a little saggy, wrinkly bottom.
Sort of,
and it kind of, yeah, because, you know, it was all, the touch was expert.
Maybe someone like you, for a while, did limit themselves in that way, and then actually had a pleasant surprise when they did do it with someone much older.
I hope someone gets in touch about that. But do you know what I'd like to like more than that? Mm. No, not more than that. Equal. What's the oldest you go, lady? I love how you feel that you can ask me these questions. Don't write. Put the pen down.
I'm a happily married woman. Again, I mean, it would all depend, wouldn't it? You know, if it was a hot 70-year-old, then, you know, I'd rather that than a mediocre 45-year-old.
A tepid 45-year-old.
Do you know what I mean? It's all relative, isn't it, really? now, interestingly, talking about dating sites and all of that business, did you see the April Fool's thing on Tinder yesterday?
No.
Oh, I thought of you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Let's wait. Hang on, yeah.
They, obviously, they were joking, but they said they were going to introduce a height verification tool.
Oh, I've got a story.
Oh, I thought you might. So the way this thing was going to work, if it hadn't been a prank, was that when men put their height in, they would then have to also submit a picture of them next to a building of a certain height so they could then verify that they were telling the truth. Anyway, a lot of outraged men took to social media to say, you know, it was awful and it was sexist and why were they picking on men in this way? And then some horrible man said that they should bring in a weight verification tool for women.
Really?
Because he was fed up with what he called, and this is the most horrible term, fat fishing. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I know what catfishing is, so I guess it's, yeah.
It's the same thing, pretty much.
Whoa.
You know, you make out on your profile that you're all kind of slim, trim, slender, and then you turn up and you are perhaps carrying a few extra pounds.
A few extra pounds. But I'm the heaviest I've ever been. But anyway, that's another show. But on the language or the words chosen on these profiles, so if you write curvy, that means fat.
Mm.
You know, so you can't, so, you know, I'm curvy. Can I tell you my height story?
Please.
So recently, I'm my membership to my dating site finishes tomorrow. Remind me to cancel it, because otherwise they take my money. So this man messaged me and it was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And second message, he said, oh, should we go for a drink? And I was like, oh, it's a bit quick. But a lot of people do that. They don't want to mess about with all the, you know, toing and froing. I like to do that because I like to see if they are funny or clever. Anyway, he asked for a drink and I was like, yeah, okay. So we heavily penciled in a date. And then he said, just to let you know, everything on my profile is 100% correct.
Oh.
And he said, even height, and did a little frowny face. So I checked out his height on the profile, 5'10". I'm like, I'm almost 5'2", so that's okay.
Perfect.
And I said, I think that's 5'10", okay, isn't it? He said, oh, well, it's not really tall. And then he said, but you're only as tall as you feel. So I replied, well, how tall do you feel? Brilliant. And then he came back with, well, I know that I'd support the special person in my life if life fell short, right?
Oh.
Thank you. So I went back and went, you didn't. He came back with a question mark. And I went, it was a little joke about your joke. Blocks me.
No.
Men are A, ridiculous.
He blocked you over that.
Yeah.
Imagine if he'd met you. He'd be found that offensive. Wow. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
What a fragile little flower.
That's what I feel.
gosh.
What a short.
Oh, you're better off.
What a
you're better off
fragile.
Without him. Wow. Plenty more fish in the sea and
taller
all that.
Ones.
Taller ones, hopefully. Gosh, that can take a joke. That would be good.
It's just hilarious.
Wow.
Live and local, after the Watershed on BBC Sussex.
You're listening to
After the Watershed
with
BB Lynch
and Alison Ferns.
Thank you, Alison. Finally,
tonight we're talking about good old sex. How old can you be and still enjoy an active sex life?
Can I ask something before we get into this again? Do you get as excited about sex as you do about Brighton and Hove Albion? Because I've never seen that side of you,
no,
lady.
No, yeah. Probably like the way I follow football, I go through phases. Oh. When they're on an FA Cup run, oh, I'm like, woohoo!
There's a dribble in the box joke, but I'm not making it because we are all better than that.
Don't go there.
There's
don't
a great tweet, there. Alan Winrow on Twitter. I'm comfortable with later life. It's afterlife that worries me.
Oh, gosh, that's a whole other
that's
show.
That's another show.
Yeah, wow. Now, we are going to chat to a very funny lady next. Lynn Ruth Miller is
I
a
love.
Comedian. In her 80s, and if you've never seen her live, then you don't know what you're missing. She's so funny. She does a show called Not Dead Yet. I believe she's actually out tonight on the town.
Where are you, Lynn?
I am. I'm out on the town. I'm in a restaurant. I'm celebrating somebody's 55th birthday or something. I live in London now. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. You're talking about whether we enjoy sex. I think that you need to think things... Things change. Bodies change. If you have been having sex on a regular basis, I don't know that you enjoy it anymore, but you're still doing it. But we still... I just heard about this 95-year-old couple that got divorced because they waited until the children had died. And I think that the problem was he was probably lousy in bed. But the thing is, that you have to, you have to think in terms of what you can do. I mean, one of my jokes is before I go out on a date, I always take HRT to moisten up because you never know what's going to happen.
We're back to it again. We're back to it. Honestly, you and Jenny
Vaginal
Eclair.
Dryness.
Obsessed.
The thing is, that sex is more than penetration, if you understand that. I'm extremely you were talking about Not Dead Yet. My second cabaret after that was I Love Men, and I love men, but I'm not that active sexually. I'm not that active, but I could be if I found somebody that I really thought could get it up and didn't have to take Viagra, and I didn't have to face a four-hour erection. I mean, what do you do with a four-hour erection? You sit there and you knit.
It's
over in 5 minutes, and then there you are, 3 hours and 55 minutes of sitting there with his problem sticking out of his underwear. So
it's an issue, Lynn. You're right. Listen.
I'm telling you truth.
As part of your act, you are famous for doing a strip tease, aren't you? Live on stage.
That's right, I strip.
Yeah.
So I have a new song that's called, my newest song is I'm Not the Woman You Think I Am, because people have a preconceived notion about what old people are like. And we're really, each one of us are vibrant and interesting and sexual in our own way. But it's a little different than when you were 16 and you just mounted anything that bent over. You don't, it's not quite the same. I mean, right now, I am in a restaurant, and I hope he doesn't hear me.
With, oh, gosh.
Somebody I found on Guardian Soulmates.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bit of a toy boy. Oh, I'm 85. He's 78. and I doubt very much if there's going to be any humping going on. But there's a definite, but this is the thing that's important. We laugh a lot, but there's a definite sexual attraction. There's no question that there was a definite sexual attraction.
It's sex is different now. Could it be described as better?
I think in a way it's better because we don't have big expectations.
I don't think you should rule it out with your 75-year-old guardian soulmate. Why don't you attempt?
Oh, no, I think it's beautiful. There is nothing like a warm body that you love.
So why are you saying you don't think it will happen? No. Why do you think it won't happen then with you and him?
I don't know. I'm hoping. I'll report to you after.
Oh, you must. Live tweet it.
Yeah. I should tell you. I can get on Instagram. But it's absolutely beautiful because there's definitely, I mean, this is really fascinating me. There's definitely a frisson. There's something there.
Oh, do you get that feeling in your stomach?
What isn't in my stomach, honey? It's in another place. I mean, you think the nerves are dead, but I assure you they're not.
Oh, my God.
I was referring to butterflies. But
I'm watching him, and I know, because he knows how much older I am, that he's a little bit surprised. But there's absolutely no question that there's something there.
And well, he's there now in the restaurant.
Well, we're in the restaurant, and he's not right. He can't hear me, that's why I'm talking like this.
I love that. So he's actually sat on the other side of the room now. Good. Tonight could be the night.
Him. He's adorable. I think he's adorable, but he isn't. He wouldn't be adorable to you. He's adorable to me. Do you remember A Beautiful Mind? Do you remember where he says to her, it's Russell, somebody is, what's his last name?
Russell Crowe.
Russell, and he says, I don't know what's real, because he's schizophrenic. He says, I don't know what's real. And she says, she touches his head and his heart. And she said, that's what's real.
Aww.
And that's what's real. And I think that love, when you get older, is a much nicer love. Because it's not a possessive love. Now, I'm talking about love, not sex. Mm. And sex is just that closeness, that intimate body connection. And I mean, I'm all for it. Listen, I've taken my HRT. I'm ready to go. But
have you shaved your legs, Lynn? Have you shaved your legs?
I don't have to. At my age, it's all fallen off.
Oh, look, I really want you and him to get it on now. I feel
so
like I've got a bit of an unhealthy interest now.
We all do. We all do.
I could have discussed it. So do I.
We're all vicariously having sex lives through you now, Lynn.
Lynn, you mustn't suggest that he gives the waiter a tip after your joke today.
We'll see. But the point is that you don't lose that desire. You don't lose that want. But what you have to realize is that you express it in a different way. And this is what the people in the senior home that are dying of HIV because they can't remember to put on a condom and they don't know where to put it anyway. I'm sure it goes in the wrong orifice by accident. They don't realize that it's expressed in a different way, expressed.
But this is making me so happy, honestly, because Alison always accuses me, accused me of being very romantic and really just kind of wanting the love story. And I do want that, Lynn.
Romantic.
Yeah, I want that. And I love what you're describing is more what I want now than the Snapchat world of sending, you know, a dick pic. Have you ever received a dick pic?
Because I think that's the ugliest part of a man's body. And I mean, you know, the thing is that anything with two people that are really in love is fine. But if you're not really in love, it becomes really obnoxious. Before I would give a stranger a blowjob, I would sooner kill myself. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, it's like using someone's toothbrush. I would never. But when it's someone you love, it makes a difference, and people don't get that. That's what's happened to this generation.
Yeah.
We've taken expressions of love. When you love someone, nothing is out of bounds. But if you're just interested or you're just feeling lustful, it becomes like a game. I'm not into a game.
But you know what we're talking about? But, well, you're certainly not, because when we're talking about this as well, you and our previous guests were kind of playing yourselves down a little bit in terms of, you know, it's different now and what we can do. I've seen you, so I saw your clips today. You are hot.
Oh, God, love you. I'll tell Moish.
Tell him.
His name is Moish. I'll tell him I'm hot.
But
I don't know whether I am or not, but
you
I know
are.
That I've got very strong sexual feelings, very strong. And the point is that in people my generation, not so much yours, but mine, we were taught that love comes first, then comes sex. Mm. It's not that way now. Sex comes first, then comes love. And I think it's a loss, because I think that there has to be a certain pride to your body, because the truth is that when you really love someone and you care about them and they care about you, they don't give a tinker's damn what your body looks like. It's what you are. But if you just respond to a dick pic and you go and you just get one thrust in your little thing, you don't have any connection with the person. Listen, there's a wonderful saying that says the reason that people have sex, of course you don't do it anymore, but people have sex face to face because it's the person. It's not just sex. It's the person that makes the difference. To me, that's the way it is. Now, it might not be that way with others, and I have no problem with it. I have no problem with gay sex. I have no problem with I don't even have problem with sodomy. It's whatever you want to do, it's okay with me. But for me, I've got to do that face to face. I have to love the face. That's called the missionary position, by the way, in case you wonder.
Write that down, Alison.
I'm making notes.
Write that down.
Listen, I could write down everything you say,
Lynn. Oh, I love you. I love you.
You're the voice of reason in an increasingly complicated world.
I can tell Marsh that I'm hot. I don't think he realizes that yet, but I'll tell him.
What are you calling him?
This is the thing.
What are you calling him? What's his name?
His name? I thought his name was Martin, but it turns out it's Moish.
I thought you said Moist.
So you know that he's not.
Oh, my gosh, we're back to that again.
Vaginal dryness.
I thought you kind of, do you know what, though?
I found him on Guardian Soulmate, so if that's what you're looking, that's how I found him.
Well, I am.
I am looking. So give me a last bit of advice then. So how do I attract someone on Guardian Soulmate?
Well, the first thing you do is you lie about your profile until you find them. And the second thing is you narrow your search. And the third thing is I'm going to give you a bit of advice that my friend
please.
Ellen gave her son. She said, we are very liberal people, and we do not want to say anything racist, sexist, or isolating. She said to her son, but you be honest. You think to yourself, who do you want to sleep with? Don't put down a black girl unless you'd sleep with her. She said, you can be racist and sexist. Be what you really want. I am at my age. I'll take anything that can still stand, but I've got to have that. But the important thing is they still have to stand, and I want to be able to get that. I've always said my mind is my erogenous zone.
My mind, and
it is. My mind is my erogenous zone. So people say to me, well, why haven't you had more sex than you've had, which I haven't had a lot? And I say, because I haven't found anyone that turns me on that I turn on. I think I just found one. So you'll have to get back to me, Alison, and I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, listen. We'll have to
do a follow-up program.
Absolutely.
Thank God this isn't Brighton and he won't hear it.
Lynn Ruth Miller, the sequel. You get back to Moish. Listen, you are hot tonight. I think tonight is the night.
Yeah. You think tonight is the
night? When two becomes one.
I would say so.
Yeah, I have some very hot knickers on. They have glitter.
Oh, well, you can't let them go to waste, Lynn.
No.
Do it for that reason alone.
Oh, Lynn, amazing.
God love you, Alison. I'm so glad. So glad to talk to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
It's always lovely to chat, Lynn. Lynn Ruth Miller. Isn't she fabulous? She used to live in Brighton, but now she's left us to go to London. But you know what? If she gets on with Moish, I'll forgive her.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well, I think I'll have a place there and here.
Probably. Mm. You're right. It's been a really positive show, I think.
Honestly, I'm glowing. Mm. You haven't commented on my...
No.
But I am glowing.
Glowing.
It's so affirming and brilliant and positive and the most positive show we've done, in my opinion.
Live and local, after the Watershed on BBC Sussex.
I suppose the flip side to all of these older people wanting sex, though...
Yeah.
Is that's great if you can find somebody to do it with, but if you can't, that's a bit of an issue. And the stats do seem to suggest that actually women in older age want to have it, but they struggle to find men of a similar age that want to have it. And we have seen, in fact, we mentioned it last week, this phenomenon where I suppose it's a bit like the Shirley Valentine thing, but where women go abroad to look for it. There was a story recently about a woman from Crawley who went to the Gambia. The son of Nick renamed it the Granbia. And they say it's rife, you know, older women going over there specifically looking to get their end away.
And I don't have a problem with that if they're not being exploited. But the spin is always that they are being exploited, and then that's insulting, because that's like, what, they're stupid? You know, because they're older, they're stupid, and they're gullible. Not necessarily. These ladies might know exactly what they're going for and going for that.
Someone here on the text line agreeing with Lynn. People think love and sex are the same thing, and it ruins relationships because it causes maltreatment and disrespect. People start to treat relationships like an eBay transaction. That's young people, Texter says, but it's hard to find someone that you can make love to rather than just get it on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think increasingly so because of the whole online dating thing. I mean, it's not something I've done, but I've heard a lot about, you know, what do they call it? Booty calls.
Booty
calls. It's fairly obvious that somebody is
just... I've never seen you say something you're least comfortable with. That didn't
booty
work.
Booty calls.
And what's difficult as well is if you're my generation and you are in that world, I still think I'm hardwired in a different way. So I am. I was raised on soul music, so I'm the, you know, you leave me, I die kind of person. Do you know what I mean? And so there's such a sweet shop mentality in online dating. You don't like someone's shoes, bye. You know.
Do you know the other thing that struck me when we were listening to Lynn? She was talking about people in residential homes, care homes, and what have you, and you know, why should we think that they haven't got the same sexual needs as other people? But I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about it. All kind of care homes that I've ever been in, it's always single beds, isn't it? They don't really tend to have kind of. I mean, what would happen if you were sat in the kind of lounge area
and you wanted
and
to.
Got chatting with someone? I mean, would that even be okay? Would that be
do you think
acceptable?
It'd be against the rules?
I don't know. What are the rules when it comes to care home sex?
Well,
somebody tell
I'm
me.
I'm not an expert on that.
No, yet.
Live and local after the Watershed on BBC Sussex.
I mean, I suppose the other thing as well about starting a new sexual relationship when you're a little bit older is that, as you kind of touched upon, that the dating rules have changed.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been in a long-term relationship, you've been married for 25 years plus, and, you know, you either divorce or, sadly, you know, your spouse passes away, and you do want to kind of have, you know, get out there and find someone new, it must be really difficult to know how to even begin.
There are apps for older people. So there's one called Lumen, which is for 50 plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I like the idea of that. And it's, they just gear it more to, so they're not saying you're not tech savvy. They assume you are tech savvy, but they just, I think the way they do the profiles and where they fit people up, match people, is a more considered way. So it's less, you know, the booty calls and the dick pics and stuff.
Live and local after the Watershed on BBC Sussex.